Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us today on page 102 for Unit 13. Last week, we talked about one of the world's best museums. Today, we talk about some of the world's best universities in our lesson entitled The Ivy League Schools, Excellence in Education.
这是指的美国的一些私立大学，他们叫做结盟，叫常春藤联盟。这些学校呢，我是相当的棒的一些学校。我们来看这里面内容说什么。
As usual, we'll read paragraph by paragraph and then explain each paragraph. Then at the end of the program, I'll reread the whole article for you. Listen carefully, please, to the first reading of the first paragraph.The first permanent English settlement in the New World was at Plymouth Bay, in what is now the state of Massachusetts, in 1620. Merely 16 years later, a group of successful settlers in Newtown, renamed Cambridge after their alma mater, started a college. They named it after the Puritan minister who willed half his estate and all his books to the college.This clergyman's name was John Harvard, and his namesake remains the most prestigious among the more than 2,000 institutes of higher education in the United States today. The introductory paragraph gives us some historic background on Harvard University, probably the most famous university in the United States, and the one considered the best.Among all the 2,000 or more higher education institutes of the U.S. We go back to 1636. This was America's first college, which later became a university. So it's had more than, let's see here, 367 years of history.
What a miser. 我说你一下就马上把这数字记起来，哇，真是一个这个守财奴。因为我开玩笑，就守财奴在记账的时候数字特别的快。And miser is spelled
M-I-S-E-R, M-I-S-E-R. I know how to spell that word, miser.
Well, actually, Bruce is quite good at... memorizing figures, 也就是 numbers, 数字方面。In fact, he's not a miser, 我只是开玩笑。He's as generous as can be. 我们常常有这句话 ,S 加形容词再加 S 再放 can be, 就是 very, extremely, 他真的是非常的慷慨，真的是不错的。
Okay, shall we go ahead, or do you have some...
Yeah, I do have several words that I'd like to ask you to explain. The first word is on line 5. We have this word toward the end, or rather at the end, we have this particular word, will. Usually this will is a helping verb.
That's
right. I will do it, 我将要做这个事情，做一个助动词。But will can also be used as a noun, 这样子啊，to...代表一个意愿，用 at will 就是任意，有这个用法。我们怎么样使用 at will 这样子使用呢？
You cannot throw your litter at will, or you will be fined.
你不可以任意呢丢垃圾，要不然呢就会被罚款的。所以，我们这句话再说一遍。
You cannot throw your litter here at will.Or you will be fined.
垃圾这个 garbage 也用 litter 代替 and that is spelled
L-I-T-T-E-R. L-I-T-T-E-R, litter.
但是这个 litter 也很怪，有个 a litter of, 这个是狗狗啊，这个
一堆是不是？
一堆的一窝的，对不对？
一窝。
A litter of five
pigs,
puppies.
Dogs, cats.每一次生几只几头 then we can say a litter.
但是为什么这个 will 这边当动词它用过去式加 ed 这有什么意思呢
Right, well here will is used as a transitive verb to will your money, to will your home, to will your property to others, usually your husband or wife or your children. if you have things that you want to give people after you die, you will things to them.
也正因为这个 will 本来当名词，通常也还有另外一个词叫遗嘱，叫做 last will, one's last will, 最后的遗嘱。但做动词的时候呢，就是在遗言上注明要将什么 遗产留给谁， to will something to someone, 就是这样的使用的。
Okay, let's go ahead to the next paragraph, which tells us more about Harvard and the other Ivy League schools.Harvard is not the only great school in the U.S., of course. A small industry has grown up around the ranking of the best tertiary schools, and year after year, seven schools dominate most of these top 20 or top 50 lists. Harvard is nearly always at or close to the top, joined frequently by Yale in Connecticut, Princeton in New Jersey, Dartmouth,in New Hampshire, Cornell in New York State, Columbia in New York City, the University of Pennsylvania, and Brown in Rhode Island. These eight private universities are collectively referred to as the Ivy League schools. Well, we started off talking about Harvard as being probably the best known, if not also the best university in the U.S., but there are seven other schools whose names we are often familiar with because we hear about them so often. Certainly Yale and Princeton are world famous, probably also Cornell, Columbia, and maybe the University of Pennsylvania. Two other smaller schools, but of very high quality,are Dartmouth and Brown. These eight private universities, these are not state universities, these private universities together are often called the Ivy League schools.
Well, these are schools that are no doubt, you know, top-notch schools throughout the United States. Top-notch schools means...Very good schools in the United States. But there's one school that I'd like to specifically mention, Princeton, because for those who are interested in studying in the United States, this is a school that you have to bear in mind, because this school is responsible for all kinds of English tests, including the TOEFL, GRE, GMAT, and things like that. 就是普林斯顿大学他们所有的这些他就由他们来负责出托福试题这样子啊，那可见的 Princeton 呢是相当好的一个学校，对不对？
Very, very good school. We'll find out more about Princeton later. Let me spell top notch for you. TOP-NOTCH. TOP-NOTCH. Sometimes we just say it's a top school.But you hear some people say a top-notch school, also the same idea, the best or one of the best.
嗯哼，不过在这里的用法上面，就是在这一段的最后头 ，be referred to as 就等于 be called 被称作是的意思。He is referred to as a hero. No, the sentence is wrong. It should be Peter is referred to, Peter Lai is referred to as a hero
of English teaching.
As called, 被称为是一样意思。
Okay, now let's go ahead. Why the name? Ivy is a vine, that is, a plant which grows up or along the surface of other plants, such as trees or, in the human landscape, along the sides of stone buildings.As these eight universities are old, the youngest among them, Cornell, was founded in 1853, Ivy has had plenty of time to decorate the outsides of the more historic buildings on these campuses. The word league, however, is more an invention of imagination than a reality. Though there is an association called the Ivy League, it refers to the above school's participationin an American football athletic conference, rather than to any academic alliance. Further, despite the lengthy academic lineage of these schools, the footballing Ivy League was not formally formed until 1956, though highly competitive football and other athletic games have been hotly contested among the schools for many generations. This paragraph tries to explain why we call these eight universities the Ivy League schools. Ivy is a type of plant, and we can see it growing up and alongside stone buildings, old stone buildings on campuses. And from 1636 to 1853 is a little over 200 years of history. These old, old buildings are now covered with ivy. Now, there is an Ivy League, but it refers to these eight universities which cooperate in a special football athletic conference. They have their own special competition. But that only started in 1956. Actually, many of these schools, especially Harvard and Yale, have had many kinds of competitions which are quite famous and much older than 1956. So, Ivy League is not the kind of association you would think of being an academic, many professors coming together to discuss things together. No, Ivy League actually refers to a football conference rather than an academic association.
所以原来是跟美式足球的比赛有关，而并不是跟学术上地位有关。其实在学术地位来讲呢，还有很多学校很棒，像 Syracuse 我记得这个学校就相当棒，就 Bruce 毕业的。 Hey, how about the University of Minnesota?
Very good school. Considered, Syracuse and Minnesota are in the next group of very good universities.
相当不错的，哎，这个好像是我们提我们这些学校的啊。个人呢，在 Minnesota， 那这个 Bruce 呢，在 Syracuse 就很好，在西部有很多的像很好的学校，像 Stanford， 对不对哈
？UCLA，
UC Berkeley，
right，
相当好的学校。啊，这是蛮不错。不过在这里啊，那么特别要请大家注意到的，也就是这个 competitive 在倒数第三行 ，competitive。 Compete, competent， 那么这些都是跟 compete 有关的。 Competitive 代表竞争很激烈的。
Right.
Through the highly competitive entrance examination, he qualified as a student at Harvard. 我们透过呢竞争很激烈的这种考试之后啊，他终于在哈佛念书了这样子啊。当然，另外 competent。 这个字，在我字典里头，I can't find that word in my dictionary.
That's on every page of your dictionary.
在我每页上面都找不到这个字。Competent什么意思呢？
Competent means that you can do the work that you're supposed to do, or you have the skills or knowledge to do something which you need to do, or your company or school needs you to do. Competent. C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T. C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T. Competent.
但我们有一个很不错的一个高难度的字叫 high caliber. 那这个怎么使用的 high caliber?
High caliber means among the best of something or great. Caliber, C-A-L-I-B-R-E
or B-E-R, either way.
British English is probably B-R-E, American English, 比较常用, B-E-R. Again, caliber, C-A-L-I-B-E-R, high, H-I-G-H, 短线, 那个 hyphen, high caliber technician. Somebody who can operate machinery and does it very, very well.
相当有能力的，那么这种技术人员叫 high caliber technician. 好，我们接下来看另外一个字 contest， 代表竞争啦，这种所谓的比赛啦，也用 contest， 对不对？可是念成 contest 就变成名词。We're gonna have a speech contest tomorrow， 明天就要做呢演讲比赛。我们就是当动词当名词的发音是不一样。
Okay, let's continue with the next paragraph. Since these institutes of higher learning had such an early start in the history of the United States, it is not surprising that they should individually and collectively have exerted a great influence on American society. Their status within national scholarly circles is unparalleled. Admission to these universities is highly demanding. For every student lucky enough to be accepted, many are rejected. As these universities are private, they are relatively expensive. Offsetting the extremely high tuition are many opportunities for scholarships. These scholarships are awarded to meritorious students regardless of their backgrounds. Well, now we find out more about the inside of these schools. You would expect great schools to have great students, and that is the case. We will find out more about the influence of these universities on American society in the next couple of paragraphs. But if you are thinking about attending one of these universities, remember that they are highly demanding. That is, it is not very easy to get into or be accepted to them. Also, they are quite expensive. However, there are many scholarships available, including some scholarships for foreign students. So as we say, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You can at least try to get into one of these universities. Who knows? You might get lucky.
Nothing ventured, V-E-N-T-U-R-E-D, 是用过去分词. If nothing is ventured, nothing will be gained. 把它缩减为 nothing ventured, 逗点, nothing gained, G-A-I-N 加ED, 不入虎穴, 焉得虎子, 所以你试试看, 但托福成绩至少呢, 600分以上, 啊, 这相当高的, 甚至有的要到 620, 这个学校才会收, 所以英文一定要学好。
Okay, let's continue. Additionally, the roster of the faculties of these schools reads like a who's who list of important Americans, and quite a few foreigners as well. Their intellectual integrity shows in the number of Nobel and other major prizes awarded, which they have garnered over the years. Some of the country's most famous doctors, statesmen, engineers, scientists, and educationists have studied and taught within these ivy-covered walls. No fewer than 14 U.S. presidents have earned degrees here, including 6 at Harvard, 6 at Yale, and 2 at Princeton. Here we find out about some of that influence that these universities have exerted on American society or had a great effect on American society in the Nobel Prizes and many other prizes awarded to people at the highest level of their professions. Even U.S. presidents, 14 of them, have studied at these Ivy League schools and received degrees there.
That's really amazing. 这个实在是非常的惊人哈。 我们接下来看最后一段他怎么说的。
Though only a select few can join the ranks as Ivy Leaguers each year, Americans are endowed with a world-class tertiary educational system, second to none. Not every graduate from an Ivy League school makes the grade in life. Even a first-rate education is no guarantee of success. Still, those who do enter and leave the Ivy League universities in the northeastern United States have a much better than average chance to join the ranks of the movers and shakers of not only the U.S. society, but, once back in their home countries, of their native lands as well. Here, of course, we're reminding people that a university degree, that piece of paper, does not guarantee you success in life. You still have to learn how to work with other people, and how to do your own thinking, how to create your own opportunities in life. Well, that's true for everybody. And if you do have a degree from one of the Ivy League schools, you probably have a better-than-average chance of becoming a successful person. But you still need to work. You still need to think, and you still need to relate well to the other people around you. So a good education is a good chance in life, but it's not the only requirement you will need to become a successful person.
In other words, it is your own hard work that will make you different from others. Basically, of course, owning a very good or having a very good diploma or certificate may give you a brighter opportunity or brighter future. But if you don't work hard, you'll get nowhere at all.
Forget it.
对，在这里特别注意到哈 ，be endowed 加 with 这个黑体字很棒。那么就是什么意思呢？怎么使用？
Okay, it's usually used in the passive voice as it is here. We could say, for example, that North America is endowed with a lot of good agricultural land. That means the condition or the state or the background of this place already has many things to offer. Or Harvard has been endowed with a lot of money for scholarships for its students.
Yeah, he is endowed with a very good voice or singing voice. 他天生就富有一个很棒的这个歌喉。好，我们现在从头到尾念一下，那训练我们的听力。
The Ivy League schools, excellence in education. The first permanent English settlement in the New World was at Plymouth Bay.In what is now the state of Massachusetts in 1620. Merely 16 years later, a group of successful settlers in Newtown, renamed Cambridge after their alma mater, started a college. They named it after the Puritan minister who willed half his estate and all his books to the college. This clergyman's name was John Harvard, and his namesake remains the most prestigious among the more than 2,000 institutes of higher education in the United States today. Harvard is not the only great school in the U.S., of course. A small industry has grown up around the ranking of the best tertiary schools, and year after year, seven schools dominate most of these top 20 or top 50 lists. Harvard is nearly always at or close to the top,joined frequently by Yale in Connecticut, Princeton in New Jersey, Dartmouth in New Hampshire, Cornell in New York State, Columbia in New York City, the University of Pennsylvania, and Brown in Rhode Island. These eight private universities are collectively referred to as the Ivy League schools. Why the name? Ivy is a vine.That is, a plant which grows up or along the surface of other plants, such as trees, or in the human landscape, along the sides of stone buildings. As these eight universities are old, the youngest among them, Cornell, was founded in 1853. Ivy has had plenty of time to decorate the outsides of the more historic buildings on these campuses. The word league, however,is more an invention of imagination than a reality. Though there is an association called the Ivy League, it refers to the above school's participation in an American football athletic conference, rather than to any academic alliance. Further, despite the lengthy academic lineage of these schools, the footballing Ivy League was not formally formed until 1956.Though highly competitive football and other athletic games have been hotly contested among the schools for many generations. Since these institutes of higher learning had such an early start in the history of the United States, it is not surprising that they should individually and collectively have exerted a great influence on American society.Their status within national scholarly circles is unparalleled. Admission to these universities is highly demanding. For every student lucky enough to be accepted, many are rejected. As these universities are private, they are relatively expensive. Offsetting the extremely high tuition are many opportunities for scholarships. These scholarships are awarded to meritorious students regardless of their backgrounds. Additionally, the roster of the faculties of these schools reads like a who's who list of important Americans, and quite a few foreigners as well. Their intellectual integrity shows in the number of Nobel and other major prizes awarded, which they have garnered over the years. Some of the country's most famous doctors, statesmen, engineers, scientists, and educationists have studied and taught within these ivy-covered walls. No fewer than 14 U.S. presidents have earned degrees here, including 6 at Harvard, 6 at Yale, and 2 at Princeton. Though only a select few can join the ranks as Ivy Leaguers each year, Americans are endowed with a world-class tertiary educational system second to none. Not every graduate from an Ivy League school makes the grade in life. Even a first-rate education is no guarantee of success. Still, those who do enter and leave the Ivy League universities in the northeastern United States have a much better-than-average chance to join the ranks of the movers and shakers of not only the U.S. society, but, once back in their home countries, of their native lands as well.
我每天都搬桌子摇桌子 Can I be regarded as, you know, joining the ranks of the movers and shakers?
No, this phrase, movers and shakers, refers to influential people who influence their society, usually by making progressive changes in that society.
当然在这边原来指的是具有非常有影响力的人而不是说抬桌子摇桌子的人这样那就不算是所谓的 movers and shakers of that particular country.
Well, I hope you get a chance to study either in your own country or overseas. Education is a kind of treasure, and we'll be talking about another treasure next week, so please join us next Sunday. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。